Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education, where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life. I also recognized a desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. In the fall of 2019, I asked two amazing colleagues if they would like to co-author an article with me about collaboration. Allison Parrish and I have been friends since childhood, and we were elated to work together as music colleagues for the Daniel Boone Area School District in Berks County, Pennsylvania, from 2004 to 2006. Sarah Castrione and I became instant friends after spending 7 wonderful years working together from 2007 through 2014 for the Howard County Public School System at Oakland Mills Middle School in Columbia, Maryland. Both women are tremendous musicians, educators, and human beings. Allison, Sarah, and I decided to share our tips for collaboration, motivation, and respect with others. We had hoped to publish an article in the spring of 2020. However, when the pandemic hit, more timely topics took precedence, and this article went untouched for almost 3 years. With many professionals retiring, resigning, changing positions, entering or re-entering a profession, and refreshing their craft, we recently published the article in the hopes it would be beneficial to many people. Collaboration is defined as the process of two or more people or organizations working together to complete a task or achieve a goal. How do we ensure that the overall needs of the people, department, or organization are met while maintaining civility, creativity, and craftsmanship while simultaneously managing other areas of our job or life? How can we empower teamwork in a collaborative capacity? Let's consider these 5 key changes to effectively collaborate with others. In doing so, let's consider what our team may look like. Is it a family, a department, a classroom, a community, or a company? This will be helpful as we consider the steps to collaborate. Step 1, connect. We should treat all members of the team as human beings. Let's take time to ask questions regarding their families, friends, hobbies, or freelance work. This allows for a chance to discover the unique and essential character traits of each person on the team. Let's work to establish a constant, open line of communication so that trust can be built among all members of the team. This connection, or lack of, is evident to everyone, family members, neighbors, employees, clients, students and their families, and colleagues. Be cognizant of the impact of connection and how it is perceived by all. Step 2, listen and understand. Respect each person's beliefs, ideas, and opinions. Understand that everyone will bring their own unique strengths and limitations to a collaboration. If we fully listen to everyone, then each person can be heard and recognized. Let's remain open to others' thoughts and ideas. Let's allow for change to influence and shape our way of thinking. Our team's collaboration will truly hit its stride when the strengths and contributions of each member are discovered, acknowledged, and implemented. If we notice someone is struggling, let's ask how we can help, rather than ignoring or simply hoping the situation improves or goes away. Our assistance or guidance will most likely be appreciated and hopefully reciprocated when needed. Step 3, design and align. Let's create opportunities to meet regularly as a team, such as for a family, community, or team meeting, and be flexible and sensitive regarding dates, times, and locations for these meetings. Is a meeting always on our terms, or are we allowing others to choose the preferred date, time, or location from time to time? Unite to achieve high levels of production and performance that fit the entire team and also places the needs of all at the forefront of our planning, preparation, and performance. Create routines, documents, policies, procedures, goals, and beliefs together that are valued and upheld. Revisit these plans and targets frequently to allow new ideas to grow from further collaboration. Delegate tasks among the members of the team to ease the burden on the group. When asked to help with a task for the family, department, or team by another person, we should accurately complete it in a timely fashion to instill a sense of trust in our work with one another. If we share a living or working space, maintain cleanliness and organization, as this goes a long way towards building healthy relationships. Step 4, mentor and motivate. Support family, friends, and team members by showing up for them at events when our schedules allow. Remember that we may be the one person who can best motivate others because we can identify with them regarding a specialty area, time management issue, challenge, or accomplishment. Let's provide assistance or resources when necessary. Since we may also understand the demands placed on others, we may recognize strengths and limitations in others that they may not. Let's gently encourage our family, friends, or colleagues to continue their growth through suggestions and opportunities for techniques, management strategies, personal or professional development, mentorship, or motivation. Suggest an article to read, a video to watch, an event or conference to attend, a course to take, or a mentor to appoint. In return, let's ask our colleagues, friends, or family members for suggestions to support our growth. And step 5, show gratitude. Let's not forget the importance of advocating for the needs, skills, and accomplishments of others while promoting our own needs, skills, and accomplishments, especially in the absence of those people. Let's highlight the achievements of our team members by sharing or showcasing their talents and successes with others. Speak kindly of them to others, such as to peers, colleagues, or leadership. Say thank you often and mean it. Let's consider offering a sign of camaraderie and gratitude by writing a note, providing a treat, offering a sentimental or goofy gift, or fulfilling a duty for them. Continue to be a shoulder to lean on, a sounding board for ideas, and a friendly face to see often so that the lines of communication remain positive and productive in a continued collaboration. It is not expected that a friendship ensues from your living or working relationship, but that can certainly become the case. When the team applies its collective strengths, the results are immeasurable. Let's use the capacity of collaboration to empower teamwork within our family, community, department, organization, or company. We may be pleasantly surprised at the levels of achievement, cohesiveness, and enjoyment that emerge. I have placed some resources in the show notes for us to review. This includes the article that Allison, Sarah, and I co-authored about collaboration. Also, I've included links to different areas of my website and a link for you to sign up for my newsletter. I hope you find these helpful. How are we making key changes to effectively collaborate with others? Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.